Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again. Today we're going on a journey with Ruth. Ruth was a young woman from Moab, and her loyalty and kindness led her to a new land and a new life. In this adventure, you'll walk beside Ruth as she faces difficult choices, gathers in the grain left at the side of the fields of Bethlehem, as poor people had to do, and discovers the blessings that come from faithfulness. Are you ready to learn how acts of kindness and trust in God can change your life in amazing ways? Well, let's go. The sun cast a warm glow over the rolling hills of Moab, painting the sky with shades of pink and orange as it began to set. Ruth stood outside her home, watching the last rays of sunlight dance across the fields. She lived in a small village with her husband, Mahlon, and his family. Life was simple, but filled with love and contentment. One day, everything changed. Ruth's father-in-law, Elimelech, had passed away some years before, and now both Mahlon and his brother Chilion became ill, and they died as well. Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, was left without her husband and her two sons. The house that was once filled with laughter and joy now echoed with silence and grief. Naomi decided to return to her homeland of Bethlehem in Judah. She'd heard the famine was over and that God had blessed the land with food again. She called Ruth and her other daughter-in-law, Orpah, to her side. "My daughters," Naomi said softly, her eyes filled with sorrow, "I must go back to my people. You should return to your own mother's homes. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to me and to your husbands." Ruth felt her heart tighten. She loved Naomi deeply and couldn't imagine leaving her alone. "We will go back with you to your people," Ruth and Orpah insisted. Naomi shook her head gently. "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, would you wait until my sons were grown?" Tears streamed down her cheeks. "No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you." Orpah kissed Naomi goodbye, her own tears flowing, and decided to return to her family. But Ruth clung tightly to Naomi. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." Ruth looked into Naomi's eyes, her voice firm and filled with love. "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you," she said. "Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." Naomi saw the determination in Ruth's face and realized she couldn't persuade her to stay behind. Together they began the long journey to Bethlehem. The road was rough and winding, taking them through valleys where wildflowers swayed in the breeze and over hills where the wind whispered through the trees. They walked for many days, sharing stories and comforting each other. At night, they rested under the stars, the sky a blanket of twinkling lights. Ruth looked up, feeling both small and hopeful. "Do you think we'll find happiness in Bethlehem?" she asked softly. Naomi reached out and held Ruth's hands. I believe that God has a plan for us, she replied. We must trust in him. Imagine leaving everything you know to help someone you love. Would you be as brave and loyal as Ruth was to Naomi? As Ruth and Naomi approached Bethlehem, the familiar sights and sounds of the town greeted Naomi like old friends. Can this be Naomi? They whispered among themselves. Naomi's face, once bright with joy, now showed the lines of sorrow. Don't call me Naomi, she told them, which means pleasant. Call me Mara, which means bitter, for the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Ruth felt the weight of Naomi's sadness, but remained hopeful. They settled into a small, humble home. It was the beginning of the barley harvest, and Ruth knew they needed food. Let me go to the fields and glean the leftover grain. The word gleaning was used to describe what happened when poor people went out and picked up the grain that was left behind at the edge of the fields. I may find someone in whose eyes I find favour, she suggested. Naomi agreed. Go ahead, my daughter. Ruth set out early the next morning, the sun just peeking over the hills. She found herself in a field belonging to Boaz, a relative of Naomi's late husband. The harvesters were already at work, cutting the golden barley stalks with swift, practiced movements. Ruth followed behind the harvesters, picking up the stalks that were left behind. She worked steadily, her hands moving quickly to gather as much as she could. The sun grew hotter, but she didn't slow down. Boaz arrived at the field and greeted his workers. "The Lord be with you," he called out. "The Lord bless you," they replied. Boaz noticed Ruth and asked his foreman, "Who does that young woman belong to?" "She is the Moabite who came back from Moab with Naomi," the foreman explained. "She asked if she could glean behind the harvesters. She's been working steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest." Boaz approached Ruth with kindness. "My daughter, listen to me," he said gently. "Don't go and glean in another field. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I've told the men not to lay a hand on you. Whenever you're thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." Ruth was overwhelmed by his generosity. She bowed down with her face to the ground. "Why have I found such favour in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" she asked. Boaz smiled warmly. "I've been told all about what you've done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you've left your father and mother and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done." At mealtime, Boaz invited her to sit with the harvesters. He offered her bread and roasted grain, and she ate until she was full. She even saved some of the food to bring back to Naomi. Ruth continued working in the fields until evening. She threshed the barley she had gathered and found she had collected an abundant amount. Carrying it back to town, she showed Naomi her bounty. "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you!" Naomi exclaimed, her eyes wide with surprise. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," Ruth replied. Naomi's face lit up with joy. "The Lord bless him," she exclaimed. "He's not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. That man is one of our close relatives." Ruth continued to work in Boaz's fields throughout the barley and wheat harvests. Each day she and Naomi grew closer, sharing stories and hopes for the future. Think about how Ruth's kindness and hard work led to unexpected blessings. Have you ever helped someone and found joy in return? One evening after the harvest had ended, Naomi said to Ruth, "My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be well provided for. Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he'll be winnowing barley on the threshing floor." Naomi's eyes twinkled with a hopeful plan. "Wash, put on perfume and wear your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor. But don't let him know you're there until he's finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go, uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." Ruth listened carefully. "I'll do whatever you say," she agreed. That night, Ruth followed Naomi's instructions. The air was cool and the stars shone brightly overhead. She watched as Boaz ate and drank, his heart cheerful after a successful harvest. When he lay down at the far end of the grain pile, Ruth approached quietly. She uncovered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, Boaz awoke with a start. Something had disturbed him. He turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked in surprise. "I am your servant, Ruth," she replied softly. "Spread the corner of your garment over me." That's like his coat or his cloak. "Since you are part of our family." According to Jewish law, the words that Ruth had used meant she was asking Boaz to marry her. Boaz was touched by her courage and kindness. "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he said gently. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. Don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character." He explained that there was another relative who was even closer in line, but he promised to sort it out. "Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty, if he wants to marry you, well, fair enough. But if he's not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it." Before dawn, Ruth got up to leave. Boaz said, "Bring me the shawl you're wearing and hold it out." He poured 6 measures of barley into it. "Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed," he smiled. When Ruth returned home, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?" Ruth told her everything that had happened. "Wait, my daughter," Naomi said with confidence. "Boaz will not rest until the matter is settled today." Boaz went to the town gate and sat down, waiting for the other close relative. When the man passed by, Boaz invited him to sit and gathered 10 elders of the town as witnesses. Boaz explained the situation. "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative, Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention. If you will redeem it, do so. But if not, tell me." The man agreed to redeem it, but Boaz added, "On the day you buy the land, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the dead man's widow, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property." The close relative thought again, "Then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself." Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are my witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I've also acquired Ruth the Moabite as my wife." The elders replied, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel." Ruth and Boaz were married, and the Lord blessed them with a son named Obed. Naomi held her grandson with tears of joy. The women of the town said, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a close relative to care for you." Obed grew up to be the father of Jesse, who was the father of David, the future king of Israel. Through Ruth's loyalty and her faithfulness, she became part of a line that would change history forever. Just think about how Ruth's kindness and her loyalty led to blessings for generations to come. How can your actions today make a difference in the lives of others for years to come? Ruth's story teaches us the power of loyalty, kindness, and faith. By choosing to stay with Naomi and showing love to others, she was blessed beyond measure. How might you show kindness and loyalty to those around you? Remember, even small acts of love can lead to wonderful things. Perhaps today you can find a way to help someone in need or to stand by a friend, just like Ruth did.